The question is there a mitzvah to move to Israel? Is there a mitzvah to move to Israel? So before I go through the modern Achronish perspectives, before I go through the different tshuvas in this farm that the Achronim have, I wanted to share with you the shitas of four major Rishonim. These are not the only Rishonim, but they are important ones. I should even say two major, three very important, and four up there, you know what I'm saying, in hierarchy. The most important shittas are the Rambam and Ramban. Those are the most important two. To see the next is Rabbeinu Chaim, quoted in Tosfos and Maseches Ksubas. And the last shita that's probably important to see, but less significantly less, is the Ritva in Maseches Yoma. There are other Rishonim. Needless to say, there's a whole a plethora of other Rishonim who deal with this and deal with this on different levels. But we're not going to discuss them too much. Really, most of the mainstream stuff, you know, is what's it called? Most of the mainstream stuff is found there. In any event, the first sheet is that of the Rambam. The Rambam, probably most importantly, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, does not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, does not count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, being in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't mention anything. It's that lack of information which triggers everyone to wonder why is that. And we'll see, we'll get all back to that in a little bit. The Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, in addition to the obvious things about mitzvahs teluyos baaretz, obviously holds the mitzvah of truma and a meiser and meiser sheni, all these things like that. But beyond that, the Rambam writes that it's usher to leave Eretz Yisrael. Period. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. The only reason you're allowed to leave, there are three exceptions, says the Rambam. One is to get married. Number two is parnasa, to make money. Financially, you can't hack it in Eretz Yisrael. You need to make money in Chutz Lartz. You're allowed to go to Chutz Lartz to make money. And number three is Talmud Torah. Those are the three reasons that the Rambam writes you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. There are other shitas out there. We pass them like other shitas that have a lot more liberal, a lot more flexible, a lot more make. It'll allow us to leave Eretz Yisrael. Just to point out a funny tshuva, funny, a serious tshuva that I find humor in. No, that doesn't sound any better. There's an interesting tshuva that you guys may enjoy. Rav Adi Yosef writes, the reason why you're supposed to keep one day of Yontif opposed to two, in Chutz Lartz, or living in Eretz Yisrael, should keep one day of Yontif. They don't keep 2 days. That's what many Sephardim keep, one day. Where does this come from? Rav Adi argues, since it's a Siddharaisa to leave Eretz Yisrael, Mistama, you're going to do tshuva before the date it says on your plane ticket. You know, even though it says you're going to leave, Mistama, you'll probably just stay. So you should keep one day because you're also been Eretz Yisrael. In any event, that's the sheet of the Rambam. Again, the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam, pleads the fifth, doesn't mention anything, and in the Mishnah Torah, he says it's usher to leave. The Ramban, although throughout the Ramban's commentary on Chumash, there's all sorts of Zionistic things. The Ramban was one of the biggest Zionists we have in our literature, in our Chachmei HaMasorah. Maybe with the exception of Yehuda Alevi, the Huzari, but the Ramban was a huge, huge, huge Zionist. All sorts of interesting sheets as he has. That the Avos not keeping Torah unless they're in Eretz Yisrael, and even us, our mitzvahs are not the same unless they're in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, Meir Aliyah himself, the Ramban was a huge tzioni. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is much more famous, and he attacks the Rambam and says it's shocking that the Rambam didn't write the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban there, at the end of the Rambam, at the end of the mitzvahs Aseh, the Rambam has mitzvahs Aseh Sheshachach Harav, a Rambam. All the mitzvahs that the Rambam quote-unquote forgot, and some of the mitzvahs are, you know, all sorts of mitzvahs. Birkas HaTorah is a famous one. Most of them are not so famous. They deal with like more technical things, Kachim, Taras. People just kind of like don't know that one. The more famous ones are Birkas HaTorah. The Rambam doesn't count. And that's a whole separate discussion, not for us. As well as the mitzvah we're talking about, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam doesn't quote. And the Ramban says this is one of the mitzvahs. And in it, he counts the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah. He defines the borders. He writes it's part of Melchemes Mitzvah. He writes it's not part of the mitzvahs of Shiva Amimim, it's a separate mitzvah. He says the mitzvah is on every single level, and even when the Jews are in Chutz Lartz, everyone should make Aliyah, it's on a Yachid level, and the Ramban is pretty clear that there is a mitzvah. I'll mention quickly the Ritva, and the Ritva is, again, it's important, but less important than the first two Rishonim in terms of Hadapaskin and, I guess, our major Shir. The Ritva is dealing with a different question. The Ritva is dealing with how is it possible, if the Torah says you're not allowed to return to Mitzrayim, there's an Isser in the Torah to return to Mitzrayim, how is it possible that one is allowed to live in Mitzrayim? How is it possible the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim? And many Gedolim, but specifically the Ritva mentions the Rambam, lived in Mitzrayim. There were others as well. Many don't live in Mitzrayim. People take vacations in Mitzrayim. How is one allowed to do that? So there's a whole plethora of answers. There's a nice laundry list. I'm going to mention five of them. The Ritva only quotes three of them. He quotes the last three that I'm going to mention. Three of them I mentioned. The first Shita is a Shita, the Rambam's son, not Rav Avram ben Rambam, who's the more famous son, but the Rav Shmuel ben Rambam. I never heard of him until I saw it in the footnote of the Musar of Kook Ritva. Rav Shmuel, I think it's ben Rambam, one of the Rambam's, claims that the Rambam signed all of his letters, that every single day he violated three Isurim, and one of them was living in Mitzrayim. In which case, what's the answer to this question? Enoch Inami. You're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. The Rambam wasn't. I didn't see this today, but I remember hearing years ago that people have found some of the letters of the Rambam, and the Rambam's letters didn't all include that. He didn't sign it that way. But if you think about it, it's a little bit of a bizarre way to sign a letter. We just write sincerely. We kind of leave our averos in a more hidden realm. In any event, it could be there were other letters we didn't find just because we found some of the letters in the Rambam. In any event, that's number one. Number two, there is a Yesh Omrim that the Ritva quotes. He writes that the Egyptian cities that we live in today are totally different cities than then, and therefore there's no Isser, which is very surprising because was the Isser living in Mitzrayim or Dafne the exact same cities that they lived in? A, is it even true in Mitzias, and B, is irrelevant. Number three, the Ritva doesn't mention, is Jita, the Smag. The Smag says Sancheiriv mixed up all the nations, and the Isser was living with the Mitzrim, who happened to have lived in Mitzrayim. Isser wasn't living in Mitzrayim, Isser was living with the Mitzrim. Okay? Answer number four, the Ritva does quote Rav Elazar Miminsk, which is also known as the Arayim, writes, it's only us when one travels down the path of Mitzrayim that the Jews came out of. Meaning, the Jews went from X to Y to Z to this to that. If you do it exactly backwards and you undo the Yetzias Mitzrayim process, that's how you violate that. It'd be very difficult to pull off that Isser. And lastly, the Shita that's most relevant for us is the Ritva itself. The Ritva writes, the Isser of going to Mitzrayim only applies when the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. But Bizman Hazer, without not in Eretz Yisrael, all Chutz La'aretz is the same. You don't have to go to Chutz La'aretz, but there is an Isser in leaving. That's the reason. That whole introduction was, A, I had a little bit of time. B, it's worthwhile to know these five Shitas, or to know that there's an issue of Mitzrayim. And the Ritva is a Shita I wanted to mention, but I threw in the other ones because I thought it was good background information and worthwhile. The four, Rav Elazar Miminsk, the Arayim.
What is it?
He writes that unless you undo the Yetzias Mitzrayim process, you go back and look in Parshas, where is it? It's in Bamidbar. Parshas Maaseh. You look at each of the different places that they go to, and you do it exactly backwards, then you'd violate the Isser. It'd be very, very tricky. One of the most difficult Yisrim to violate. Significantly more difficult than speaking Lashon Hara.
Split the
Amsuf and everything? I imagine that. I imagine you have to split the Amsuf. Last, this is a sheeting Subas. The Gemara in Subas talks about a lot of the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. A side point, a peripheral point, but a very nice one. I think Rav Tzadok HaKohen points this out. If you want to find out all the Gemaras about the Jews being kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, what Masechta do you look in? Gittin. And where the Gemara is about the Jews going back to Eretz Yisrael? In Ksubas. Okay, if it would have been Kedushin, maybe it would have been nicer, but it's still a very nice point anyway. If anyone's interested, the Gemara's in Gittin, I think, or Nun Heish or so, is that where it is? Nun Hei? I think so. All the Gemara's people read on Tisha B'Av, Kamsa, and Bar Kamsa, the Jews getting sent out. But the end of Ksubas, the last three dafim, like Kuf Yud to Kuf Yud Gimel, it's like the most Zionistic Gemara's one after the next, with the exception of the famous Shalosh Shavuos, which maybe we'll get to a little bit later on, probably not too much. In any event, there, the Gemara says you should Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos wants to know, why is it that we don't go to Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh? Like, why is no one going? And one of the answers he brings is Rabbeinu Chaim, not to be confused with Rav Chaim Soloveitchik or anyone else. Rabbeinu Chaim, one of the Balei HaTosfos, writes that although there are many mitzvahs Teluyos Ba'aretz, it's not kedai to go, because if you make a mistake, there's a lot of serious averus you can violate in Eretz Yisrael as well. In other words, there are a lot of great mitzvahs. Mitzvah opportunity is very high, but the avera opportunity is very high as well, and therefore it may not be wise to give it a shot. You know what I'm saying? Rather, I guess, kind of like a shevi al taseh type of approach. Better play it safe. Better not invest in Eretz Yisrael, because even though there are a lot of potential mitzvahs to gain, there aren't so many. There are a lot of potential averus as well. It's a little bit of a funny answer. We'll go back and try to explain them all in a second. That's what he says. Before I go on to the major poskim, I'm going to just share with you the second part of the way I prepared this year. The first for the four major shitas in Rishonim that I call them major. The first, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ritva, and Rabbeinu Chaim, found in Tosfos and Maseches Ksuvos and Daf Kof Yud. Why doesn't the Rambam mention the mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? There's a lot of ink has been spilt on trying to friend for this kasha as well. Why is it that the Rambam didn't mention it? It's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. So there really are, I guess, three major approaches to that. This will be the second part of the year and the third part of the year. We'll kind of go through what the poskim said. Why doesn't the Rambam mention the mitzvah of moving to Eretz Yisrael? Sounds like a very important thing. The Rambam talks about you should leave Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that a mitzvah? Like, well, why shouldn't you leave? Where does Yisrael come from? If not, the mitzvah to be there. So where does that go? So the most simple answer is the reason the Rambam doesn't believe that there is a mitzvah. I'm sorry. Let me just fix that tone. The answer is that the Rambam doesn't believe there is a mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. The reason the Rambam doesn't quote it is because there's no mitzvah. This is suggested by a sefer called the Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther is one of the achronim. The reason why he's so famous is because he was printed on the page in the Rambam. Why do they call him the Megillas Esther? His name wasn't Esther. His mother's name was Esther. I think she died or something like that. Maybe she didn't die. I don't remember. I guess she's dead by now. I don't remember if she died just before he wrote the book, or maybe she didn't die at all. In any event, he named it in her honor, and he called the book the Megillas Esther. And in the Megillas Esther, he doesn't write on that many things. He only really writes on the Rambam. And when the Ramban attacks the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Megillas Esther's primary job is to defend the Rambam. He sees himself as a person responsible for defending the Rambam against the Ramban's attacks in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So too over here, the Megillas Esther writes, the Rambam doesn't believe that moving to Israel is a mitzvah b'zman hazeh, the times of the Beis HaMikdash it was, in the times of Moshe, Yoshua, and David, and others it was, but these days we're in Galus, we've been sent out of Eretz Yisrael, there's no longer a mitzvah b'zman hazeh, and therefore the Rambam doesn't count it, because the Rambam only counts mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs, not like zmanios, but they are eternal. Just like the Rambam doesn't mention the mitzvah of Shivas Yimei HaMaluim, because it was a one-time deal. It's not eternal. Doesn't always exist. Doesn't exist throughout history. So too, Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah does exist b'zman hazeh. He then brings support to this gemara from a gemara I alluded to earlier on, the Gimel Shavuos, the Shalosh Shavuos. The gemara Maseches Ksubos mentions that there are three major Shavuos Klal Yisrael took, and the most famous of them is, Am Yisrael will not return to Eretz Yisrael by force. We will not rebel against the Goyim and come back here. So that's not a mitzvah for us to come here. You see from that gemara, it's not a mitzvah for us to come here now. Says the Megillas Esther, that's what the Rambam has in mind. The reason why this Megillas Esther, and even the gemara got famous, is when the Satmar Rebbe, the Yoel Moshe, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, wrote his anti-Zionistic writings against the Zionists when he spoke against them, how we shouldn't build a country, we shouldn't bring the Mashiach. One of his major rayas was this Megillas Esther's understanding of the Rambam. So although it's a famous sheet, it's a well-known sheet, partially because it's printed in the book and partially because of Yoel Moshe's writings, nonetheless, it is a minority of sheetas. Most of the Achronim disagree with the Megillas Esther, and they hold of one of two other approaches. Many, many Achronim believe it's included in a different mitzvah. It's not an independent mitzvah, but rather it's a subcategory of a different mitzvah. For example, the Avnei Nezer, the Sukkot Shavuot, Rav Yehuda, I think Sid, suggests, he's a very famous, the Avnei Nezer, very one of the most famous of the Achronim. Also, many other Achronim mention this as well. You'll find this in many, many Achronim, this suggestion, that the Rambam believes Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it's a subcategory, it's part and parcel, it's a chelik of a different mitzvah. What's that mitzvah? Melchem Shivas Amim. Why are we supposed to kill the seven nations? Why are we not supposed to kill people from other lands? We're not just looking to butcher people randomly. We're trying to inherit our land, and therefore we're trying to win back our land, and therefore we've got to get rid of the people who are there. So the Melchem Shivas Amim is clearly linked to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Therefore it's all part and parcel of one mitzvah. In fact, you get the impression the Ramban even had that in mind, because when the Ramban was arguing Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, he says it's not under the rubric, it's not under the category, it's not under the umbrella category of Melchemah Shivas Amimim. The reason why he had to say that is because he thought someone would have disagreed. He thought he was suggesting a chiddush. You don't write things that you don't think are substantive. The reason why it's substantive is because someone would have disagreed. In any event, The Avnei Nezer then argues that this machlokes, the Rambam and Ramban, is l'shitasam. Because the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of the Mishkan, building the Mishkan, is a mitzvah, and also making all the kelim. But says the Rambam, it's all one mitzvah, you can't break it up into different mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah called building the Mishkan, and that's inclusive of many things. Making an Aron, making a Shulchan, making a Mizbeach, making two Mizbeachs for that matter, making a menorah. All the kelim are part of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkan. Well, the Ramban has two different mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah called building the Mishkan. Number two is Asiyas HaKelim. And while I'm at it, the Ramban only mentions the Aron and the Kaporis. The other Kelim he believes are just a Hechsher, and therefore they're not part of it. But in any event, says the Sakha Chavra, says the Avnei Nezer, L'charetz L'shitasim. According to the Ramban, you can have many different mitzvahs under one category. Well, according to the Ramban, they'd be separate. Just like the Mishkan and the Kelim are two separate mitzvahs, according to the Ramban, so to Eretz Yisrael and Milchemes Shivas Amor are two separate mitzvahs. But according to the Rambam, it's all under one category, building a Mishkan and Milchemes Shivas Amim, says the Avnei Nezer. Fundamentally, there's no difference. The Machlokas is not about Eretz Yisrael being a mitzvah or not. The Machlokas is, how do you count? Do you count it as one, or do you count it as two? Interestingly enough, the Ramban, although he's crystal clear that he argues that there are two separate mitzvahs, one is building a Mishkan, two is building the Kalim, that's what the Ramban writes in his Hasagas on the Rambam. I think it's in Lamed Gimel. I wrote that in my notes, Lamed Zayin. But I think it's Lamed Gimel. I just think I wrote down the wrong number. But if anyone wants, I'll find it for you afterwards. If not, you'll just look in those two. In any event, there the Ramban says it's two mitzvahs, but it's surprising. Although the Ramban writes Beferish, he thinks it's two separate mitzvahs. When he has his list of mitzvahs to say Shashach HaCharav, he doesn't include it there. So I was slightly perplexed, but we'll leave that aside for right now. There are many other Achronim who take a very similar approach, but with nuances of difference. In other words, they'll argue, yeah, mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is part of another mitzvah, but they won't say it's part of Milchemes Shivas Amim. There's a whole bunch of suggestions. Some of them are more convincing, more compelling than others. Some suggest it's under the mitzvah to appoint a king. And since you don't do a king in Eretz Yisrael, it's under that mitzvah. Others suggest it's part of the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. Since Birkas HaMazon is connected to Eretz Yisrael, sounds to me like a little bit of a stretch, but you'll find that in Svarim. I think Rav Shaul Yisraeli mentions that. Some suggest it's in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, I think it's the Mashmiei Shlomo or something like that. Rav Shlomo Weider suggests that. Rav Baruch Halper suggests it's in the midst of not returning to Mitzrayim. Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg in the base Aron of Yisrael supposedly mentions it's part of the midst of Kedoshim Tiyu. I didn't look up most of these Achronim. Some of them I haven't even heard of. But there's an excellent sefer called the Nachlas Yaakov. It's a two-volume blue sefer. It has all the Inyanim Eretz Yisrael suggested together. It's a very encyclopedic book. It's like 800 pages. It's probably too much information. But he goes through each independent topic of Eretz Yisrael, and you know, he goes through all what the Achronim say. The third suggestion, according to the Rambam, why the Rambam doesn't mention it, is because it is an independent mitzvah. It's not under another category, but for a different reason why it didn't get mentioned. Again, so those are the three approaches. I'll go through the third one more carefully in a minute, but the first is that it's not a mitzvah. Second is it is a mitzvah, but it's under a different category. Third is it's its own category, but it doesn't meet the criteria of being one of the Taryag mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs that are big mitzvahs, are just not, they don't fit the criteria of Taryag. For example, mitzvahs derabbanan, they're all very important, but none of them are Taryag mitzvahs according to the Rambam. The Rashbash suggests that for the Rambam. That's mitzvah derabbanan. But there are many other Rishonim, Achronim, who say it's even Daraisa, but still it's not included. For example, Rav Kook used to suggest it's a mitzvah klalis, that since Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but since it's also needed for other mitzvahs, for Yovel, for Shemitah, for all sorts of other mitzvahs, so therefore you can't count it as an independent mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah klalis. Many suggest it's... There are some who suggest it's lav beferish itmar. Rav Perelman suggests that. Some suggest, like the Beis Halevi did, Rav Chaim Salvechik's father, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Salvechik, who the Rav is named after. The Beis Halevi suggests it's maybe only a hechsher mitzvah. Many achrim suggest it's only mitzvah kiyumis and not a mitzvah chiyuvis, which means it's, I guess I'll translate it as optional, but we'll see in a second. We'll have to figure out what that means. And lastly, there's a shita of Shlora Gorin who mentions in his Taras HaMikra that since it was learned from the Avos, we never count mitzvahs that are learned from the Avos unless they're repeated again. Of course, they're mitzvahs, but they're not the Taryag mitzvahs. And he has arrived from the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayis. In any event, there are many suggestions as to why the Rambam doesn't mention. We had about 8 or 9 of them. Most believe the Rambam does value Eretz Yisrael and think it's a mitzvah. It's not counted for some technical reason. The Megillas Esther is the major sheet who says it's not. Questions about that? Otherwise, let's get into Lemaisa. Yeah.
The third strong ketuba was that Ben Yisrael would not force the going to give back.
They should not take Eretz Yisrael back by force.
So how do you reconcile that with the way this?
That's the $1 million question. If we were discussing that, which is not my topic, much ink has been spilt on that as well. Al regal achas. The basic argument is one of two. That's Gemara is not quoted by the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, the Rif, the Tor, or any of the major Achronim. So there's a good chance we don't paskin like it. That's number one. And even if we do paskin like it, there's a good chance that we made it's based upon a deal. The Goyim are not supposed to oppress us. We will return to Eretz Yisrael. And many people suggest, when was the Goyim really break their deal that they wouldn't oppress us too much? At the Holocaust. That's why right afterwards, halachically was mutter. There are other suggestions out there. Some many suggestions out there.
The opinion of the Ripka always we said going down the Mitzrayim only applies if we live in Eretz Yisrael. So what did that say about his opinion of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael?
We'll see in a second. Well, I just quoted the Ritz fight. I didn't bring it into context just yet. I'll do that in a few minutes, hopefully. I'll just have to wait patiently. Yeah.
I had another, a really radical idea. I was wondering if you might know who authored it, though.
Well, someone can argue it's part of the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, so we're certainly open to suggestions.
Rama left it out because it's similar to why you left out Anochi Hashem. Living in Israel should be the basis on which all of your duties.
Yeah, I once heard that. What?
Do you know where, who...
I've heard stuff like that. I'm not sure. I can look it up. I don't remember.
Right,
I've heard stuff like that. Yeah.
Megillas Esther said, "Why would the?" He said that because of the a war, right? You can't take it back by force. But how did that come when the Rambam wrote it's not mitzvah? But the Rambam, nowadays, fine.
I mean, the answer is once the Golos happened, the Jews should not be going up to Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah to go right now. We should not be taking that land back. We should be waiting for Mashiach to come. I guess that's what that's certainly what the Simon Rev would have in mind. Again, there may not be an issur for an individual to go up, but there's no mitzvah. Rav Moshe was asked this Shaila in the yeah.
Sorry, can you make a shvua?
I mean, that's a good question, what the Gemara means in general. But the Gemara does mean something.
I think in general you can't. So.
Yeah. You're not allowed to. Halachically, right. What? Shavuot is chal. Okay. There you go. Fine. Correct. That's a sharper presentation of it. Okay. Rav Moshe was asked in Eben Ezer, it's Chelek Aleph, it's Tshuva Kuv Beis, at the end, the last paragraph, there's 2 or 3 issues he was asked there. And the last paragraph, Rav Moshe asked, someone asked me, is there a mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael like the Ramban argues today? Or is there no mitzvah like Rabbeinu Chaim in Tosfos argues and I shouldn't have to go? Rav Moshe responds by saying, there's no way one can argue it's a mitzvah chayuvis. Because if it'd be a mitzvah chayuvis, that would mean it's usher to live in Chutz Laretz. It's usher not to put on tefillin tomorrow morning. It's usher not to put on, not to daven mincha today. Why? Because there's a mitzvah chayuvis to do. So you can't choose not to do mitzvah chayuvis. You don't have that prerogative. Therefore, and says the Rav Moshe, none of it, you don't find that in Rishonim and Achronim. So there's no way one can argue it's a mitzvah chayuvis. The Rambam only mentions that it's an usher to leave. But there's no issur of remaining in Chutz Laretz. So says Rav Moshe, most poskim, most rishonim, there, including the Ramban, would believe it's a mitzvah kiyumis. The Rambam, the Ramban, many others, presumably, again, the Rav Moshe doesn't mention, Rav Moshe does mention the Rambam saying it's usher to leave, doesn't say befeirish the Rambam. He does seem to imply the Ramban. And Rav Yaakov Zisberg in his Nachas Yaakov thinks Rav Moshe would include the Rambam in the majority of poskim. I think he's right. The Rambam, the Ramban, and Rav Rishon will believe it's a mitzvah kiyumis, but not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Rav Moshe in his Chidushim writes, according to Rabbeinu Chaim, what's Pshat Rabbeinu Chaim? What does he hold? What does that mean? His whole, if, I didn't really asked the question when I read this, when I told you the shita of Rabbeinu Chaim, but it was a very, very funny shita. He's like, well, it, you know, play your odds. Since there's a good chance to do a lot of averis, it's not worthwhile going. Rav Moshe's like, you know, if there's a good chance you'll speak Lashon Hara on the way to shul, you should still go to shul and just not speak Lashon Hara. We don't play these odds games. You know what I'm saying? We just do mitzvos. We control ourselves. We work out halachic situations as best as we can. So if Moshe thought the Pshat of Rabbeinu Chaim was, since Bizman has said there's no mitzvah, because we're in Golus, like the Megillas Esther, why not? Since there's no mitzvah, Bizman has said because we're in Golus, so therefore, there's certain advantages, but there are disadvantages. Because it's completely a reshus to go, therefore you have the right to go or to not go. Says Rav Moshe, because it's a mitzvah kiyumis, plus it's a Peshitta of Rabbeinu Chaim, you take that into account and know what you feel obligated to go. Is it a mitzvah? Yes. Should you feel mechuyev to go? No. The Avnei Nezer comes to a similar conclusion. There's a very long discussion. It's in Yerodeya. Tuf, Nun, Dalid. It's Sif Katan, Samach Gimel. I didn't read all 63 Si'ifim. I read about maybe 10 of them. And there were selected ones. You know, but there's a lot there. It's a long, long tshuva. And he concluded there, he concludes that there is no chova to move to Eretz Yisrael. Yet once you're there, there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is settling Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he writes things like, if you have no money, and you'll be poor, you'll have to be begging there, but you can make a parnas. And in Chutz Laaretz, it's not such a big mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. The goal is to settle Eretz Yisrael, to build a proper economy here, to build a proper lifestyle here, to build a proper environment here. It's still a mitzvah to be here, but not as big of a mitzvah as if you could be working on your own. Then he goes, and at the end, look at that, I bumped into this Ritva in Meseches Yoma. And the Ritva in Meseches Yoma draws the same conclusion that there's no mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael, but there's a mitzvah to stay here. Where does he draw that conclusion? That the mitzvah is to stay. From the fact that it's usher to leave. If there'd be a mitzvah to have to go, you'd have to go. There's no mitzvah to have to go, it's just usher to leave. Why is it usher to leave? Because once you're there, automatically there's a chiyuv on you to be there, to stay. Therefore, because since the fact it's usher, how else could you have a situation where it's usher to leave but no mitzvah to go?
It's only usher to
try. No. The Ritva says it's usher to. The Ritva wants to know if the Ritva said, is it. Why are you allowed to go to Mitzrayim? He goes, these days, since the Ritva, Mitzrayim's like all the rest of the land. So you're allowed to go everywhere, unless you're leaving Eretz Yisrael. That's awesome. That's what the Ritva said.
So it would be a mitzvah chiyuvis?
So no. So he writes, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis to go. But once you're there, I guess it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, or you're stuck, or whatnot. He compares it to wearing a four-cornered clothing, you know, in the midst of tzitzis. You don't have to wear dalet kanfos, but if you do, then you're chayiv to wear the mitzvah of tzitzis. Interestingly enough, he sent his son named Shmuel, who's mechaber the same for the Shemi Shmuel, to live in Eretz Yisrael. Those are the Shitas who believe basically making Aliyah, moving to Israel, is a mitzvah kiyumis, or no mitzvah at all. Rabbeinu Chaim believes it's not a mitzvah at all. Maybe the Megillas Esther as well. Rav Moshe thinks most Rishonim, most Mefarshim believe it's a mitzvah kiyumis. And Avnei thinks that's true in the Ritva as well. Rav Avram Shapira, who was the Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Harav, as big Talmud of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kohen Cook, big Talmud of Rav Cook as well, I think they overlapped, as well as he has a sefer called the Minchas Avram. He writes, there's no such thing as a mitzvah kiyumis like this. Nowhere in the world does God ever give you an option. Do the mitzvah or don't, your choice. If you want to, do it. If not, that's okay. You don't have to do mitzvahs. That's not how Judaism works. That's not how Torah is constructed. Either you're chayiv or you're not. And if you want to use the example of the tzitzis, it's not really true, says the Rav Ram Shapira. And it's a very sharp argument. He says, if you put on the if you put on dalet kanfos, then you're chayiv in tzitzis. But you're not chayiv to buy the tzitzis. But that's not an optional mitzvah. That if you do certain actions, then there's a chiyuv. If you don't do those actions, there's no chiyuv. You wouldn't call that an optional mitzvah. Probably the same thing as well. Therefore, the implication from Rav Ram Shapira is that there is a mitzvah chiyuvis to make aliyah. One should realize that this mitzvah chiyuvis is not doche everything else in the world. Rav Herschel Schachter, the Rashiva from YU, came here, I think he even told the story here. Tells a story that when he came to visit Eretz Yisrael years ago, he came to visit Rav Ram Shapira. Rav Ram Shapira has passed away, he's nifter already, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. Remember, I went to the Levaya. Rav Avram was the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz. Rav Shachter went to go visit Merkaz Harav. So Rav Rama Pshipa was so impressed with Rav Schechter, he said, I want you to come stay here and be a maggid shir in my yeshiva. So Rav Schechter was very flattered, but I give shir in YU. I'm a maggid shir over there. My Talmidim, they need me, but they'd like me. He goes, my Talmidim need you here just as much as your Talmidim. Maybe you should make Aliyah. So Rav Schechter said, do you really think so? And he goes, well, what else do you do? Rav Schechter said, I give a shir in Brooklyn this night, in Queens that night, in Teaneck a third night, Manhattan the fourth night, this a fifth night. Rav Schechter, how many people show up? He goes, hey, I think it's a crowd, 50 to this, and 200 to that, and 150 to this. Rav Shapiro says, Betty should stay in Chutz Lartz. So again, even though there's a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not the be-all and end-all. Apparently there are other things to take in, to be, to, you know, that are baba cheshbon. You have to cheshbon out other things, but that's a shita. Similarly, Rav Zalman Chaim Yagolberg in his Kovetz Beisarim Yisrael in Gil Yom 97, Sadi Zion writes, the only example he's ever seen of an optional mitzvah is Pesach time, days 2 through 7, the mitzvah to eat matzah, according to some Rishonim, and as well known, the Gra Paskins. Like, the Gra Paskins is a mitzvah, kiyumis, it's a rishus. You want to do it? Great, it's a mitzvah. If not, you have no obligation to, you should feel no responsibility to. Eat matzah days 2 through 7. Says Rav Zalman Chaim Yagolberg, he shivert his shul will not fall under this category. L'chor, it's not a chiyuv, l'chor, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. I guess those are the three shitas. Rav Moshe's version of Rav Chaim Cohen. Rav Chaim, there's a different Baal Tosfos named Rav Chaim Cohen. Rav Moshe is Rabbeinu Chaim, maybe it's the same one. Rav Moshe is Rov Poskim, and then Rav Avram Shapiro, and Rav Nechem Zalman Chaim Yagolberg. I should just point out two more little points with this, we'll conclude. I should be mad, but this machlokis a little bit. What's behind this machlokis, so it's a mitzvah kumis or mitzvah chiyuvis? I thought maybe, and the more I think about it, the sharper I realize it is, it may depend upon how you look at the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is it a chovas hagav or a chovas hachefta? Is it that the individual has to go? That there's a chov on the individual to go? Or is it that people should be there? If it's a chov to go, then you have to go. There's no such thing as a mitzvah on the gavra that's optional, except for maybe matzah. But if it's not a chov on the gavra, rather it's a chov on the chefta, the Eretz Yisrael should have people there. Eretz Yisrael should be, we should have a situation where Eretz Yisrael is functioning properly. That may very well explain the shita of the Avnei Nezer and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Explains why the Avnei Nezer makes the comments about not having enough money. Who cares if you have money or not? The answer is the goal is to create a constructive, productive economy there. That's part of the major mitzvah, to have a situation where there's an economy that's functioning, that's working out properly. It also explains the diuk from the Ritzvah. It's usher to leave once you can assume there's a mitzvah to stay there. But there's no mitzvah to go in the first place. That's basically what his diuk was from the Ritva. It also explains how Rav Avram, Rav Zalman Chaim Yagolberg compare this to other mitzvahs of the Gavra. They write, it's not the same as tefillin, you know, I'm sorry, it's the same as mincha, you have to do it, there's no such thing as a choice. Are there any major nafkamina? So the obvious nafkamina is, should one make aliyah? But I think that although the Rav Poskim would believe the answer is yes, and it's probably Rav Ram Shapiro and Rav Zalman Chaim Yagolberg, nonetheless, it seems to be the more well-accepted psak is Rav Moshe, that it's mitzvah kiyumis, it's certainly a good thing to do, it's certainly a wonderful thing to do, all else equal, religiously one should, but I can't say you're chayiv to. But that would probably be one nafkamina. The second nafkamina, I think, would be, if let's say your parents tell you, don't go to Eretz Yisrael, go to Chutz Lartz. So you're obligated to listen to them or not. You know, you say, Mom, Dad, I want to go to university in Eretz Yisrael. And your parents say, nah, they're there. Come back to YU for a year or so. Let's just see how it starts off. Or whatever the situation may be. So should one go or not? So this may depend on our question over here. If Tzviuda Kohen Kok used to pass, then you have to go. Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You see, parents tell you not to do a mitzvah. Just like your parents say, be mechal Shabbos. You shouldn't listen. So you shouldn't listen enough to say, go to Chutz Lartz. Many, many poskim, I would even say the majority of poskim, based on Rav Moshe, based on others, say no, Eretz Yisrael is certainly mitzvah kiyumis, but mitzvah kiyumis is an important thing to do, but it would not be kivud avim. Kivud avim would win. I should point out that there are many poskim and who I follow who have a third angle on this verse, on the shaila. They believe that the shaila is not really about the nature of Eretz Yisrael, but rather about the nature of Kivud Aveim. I've heard Rav Lichtenstein say this, I've heard Rav Schechter say it numerous times, that the mitzvah of Kivud Aveim does not give your parents the halachic right to run your life from afar. They can't tell you who to marry, what career to pursue, what country to live in, which team to be a fan of in sports, your parents do not have that halachic right to rule control over you. They could ask you to turn on the television, they could ask you to pull up a chair for them, they could ask you to get a drink of water for them, they could ask you to bring food to the table for them. Those are things that are ways you honor them. They cannot halachically call, you know, pull the Kivud Aveim card and control you to go to whatever country, university, career, orientation they want you to. I got a shaila. I want to tell you from who, from a boy or a girl, how long ago it is, because I don't want to give it away. I don't think I would. But nonetheless, I'm being recorded, so I'd be looking up. I got a shaila. A person wanted to know, you know, his parents said to him, we're fighting with your grandparents. You can't talk to them anymore. Halachically, am I allowed to? So my initial response is, wow, your parents will be really, really makbar on Kivud Aveim in the way they treat you compared to how they treat their own parents. I thought that was just somewhat, you know, very hypocritical. But beyond that, I said, halachically, I don't think that there's any... I said, if there's a discussion, there's a mitzvah to be mechabed your grandparents, that's a discussion in Achronim. Some say yes, some say no, some say only through your parents, but nonetheless, I said over here, I don't think your parents have the right to control you in such a fashion. They don't have the right to, to tell you who to talk to and who not to talk to. And therefore, just like your parents can't tell you to go to one university over another, to like one sports team over another, two or not to talk to your grandparents, so to your parents and have the right to tell you what country to live in. That would go in the reverse as well. If I tell my children, live in Israel, in my sense, I want to go to America. Halachically, I cannot pull the Kivud Aveim card. He has every halachic right, according to Rav Shechter, according to Rav Lichtenstein, to move to America or forever, for that matter, wherever else he wants to go. It's not an Eretz Yisrael shayla, it's a Kivud Aveim shayla. All right, boss, I will stop here. I like that.